Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. We are thrilled to have you join us today as we dive into a topic that touches all of our lives, finding hope and trusting in God during challenging times. Today's Bible verse is from Psalm 42:12. Why are you downcast, my soul? Why do you groan within me? Wait for God, for I shall again praise him, my Savior and my God.
Let's dive deeper into what it truly means to have hope in God. It's not just wishful thinking or a vague desire for things to get better. No, hope in God is so much more powerful than that. It's a confident expectation, a firm belief that God's goodness will prevail in our lives. When we talk about hoping in God, we're referring to an unwavering trust in his character and his promises. It's knowing deep in our hearts that even when life gets tough, God is still good and he's still in control. This kind of hope has the power to completely transform our perspective, especially during challenging times. When we face difficulties, it's easy to feel overwhelmed or discouraged. But hope in God reminds us that our current circumstances aren't the end of the story. It gives us the strength to persevere, knowing that God is working all things together for our good. In times of doubt or struggle, it's crucial to remind ourselves of God's character. His faithfulness is unwavering, a constant we can rely on, even when everything else seems uncertain. Think about the times in your life when God has come through for you. Those moments are testaments to his faithfulness. God's presence is another aspect of his character we must remember. He's not a distant deity, but a close companion who walks with us through every step of our journey. Whether we're on the mountaintops of success or in the valleys of despair, he's right there beside us. Lastly, we need to remind ourselves of God's control over all situations. Nothing catches him by surprise. He's the sovereign ruler of the universe, orchestrating events for our ultimate good. When we feel overwhelmed, remembering this truth can bring immense comfort and peace. In times of trouble, it's easy to feel alone and overwhelmed, but there's profound comfort in knowing that God is always with us. His presence isn't limited to our moments of triumph. He's there in our darkest hours, too. When we're facing challenges, we can find peace in remembering that we're never truly alone. God walks beside us through every valley and stands with us on every mountaintop. This constant presence of God offers us a unique kind of comfort. It's not just about feeling better. It's about having a steady anchor in the storms of life. We can rest in the knowledge that the Creator of the universe is intimately involved in our lives. He sees our struggles, hears our prayers, and understands our pain. This awareness can bring a deep sense of peace even when our circumstances haven't changed. When life gets tough and we feel overwhelmed, it's crucial to remember that we can always turn to God. He's there, ready to listen and comfort us. One practical way to do this is by pouring out our hearts to him in prayer. Don't hold back. Tell him exactly how you feel, your fears, your doubts, your pain. He can handle it all. Another powerful practice is to praise God, even in the midst of our struggles. This might seem counterintuitive, but it's a game changer. By focusing on God's goodness and faithfulness, we shift our perspective from our problems to his power. Try starting each day by listing three things you're grateful for, no matter how small. Remember, turning to God doesn't mean our problems instantly disappear, but it does mean we don't face them alone. He gives us the strength, peace, and hope we need to persevere. So next time you're feeling down, take a moment to connect with God. You'll be amazed at how it can transform your outlook. Maintaining hope isn't a one-time decision. It's a daily practice. We need to actively preach hope to ourselves, especially when we're feeling discouraged. This means intentionally reminding ourselves of God's promises and his faithfulness, even when our circumstances seem bleak. Start your day by meditating on scripture that speaks of God's love and his plans for your life. When negative thoughts creep in, counter them with truth from God's word. Speak these truths out loud if necessary. Remember, our feelings can be deceptive, but God's word is always true. By consistently feeding our minds with hope and truth, we build resilience against discouragement and doubt. This daily practice of hope isn't always easy, but it's crucial for our spiritual and emotional well-being. As we wrap up our discussion today, I want to encourage you to actively choose hope in your daily life. It's a decision we must make consciously, especially when faced with challenges. Remember, hope isn't passive. It's an active stance of expectation in God's goodness. Start each day by setting your mind on the promises of God. Expect great things from Him, not because of your own merit, but because of His faithful character. He is a God who delights in blessing His children and working all things for their good. Praise God in all circumstances, whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley. This act of worship shifts our focus from our problems to His power. It reminds us of His unchanging nature, even when our situations change. By choosing hope and praising God, we align our hearts with His truth. This doesn't mean our problems instantly disappear, but it does mean we face them with renewed strength and perspective. So today, choose hope. Expect greatness from God and let your praise rise no matter what you're going through.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You today, grateful for the gift of hope You place in our hearts. Lord, help us to trust in Your goodness and faithfulness, even when life feels overwhelming. Remind us that You are in control, working all things for our good. Strengthen our hearts to hold on to hope, knowing that our present circumstances are not the end of the story. In moments of doubt, let us remember Your presence, that You walk with us through every valley and stand with us on every mountain. May we pour out our hearts to You, trusting in Your power to comfort and renew us. Lord, help us to choose hope daily, to speak Your promises over our lives, and to praise You in every circumstance. Fill our hearts with confident expectation, knowing that You are a faithful God who will never leave us. In Jesus' name, amen. As we wrap up today's episode, let's remember the power of hope in God. We've explored how hope isn't just wishful thinking, but a confident expectation in God's goodness. We've learned the importance of reminding ourselves daily of God's character, His faithfulness, and His constant presence in our lives. Remember, when you feel downcast, turn to God. Pour out your heart to Him and praise Him even in difficult times. Practice hope daily by speaking truth to your soul and clinging to His promises. I encourage you to choose hope today. Expect great things from God, trust in His plans, and praise Him in all circumstances. As you apply these principles, may you find strength, peace, and joy in your journey with God. God bless you all.